Voters spoke out yesterday, primary Tuesday, and this followed the release of a USA Today Gallup poll that showed 6 in 10 registered voters would rather see a candidate in office who has never before served. This as the president deals with an overwhelming lack of trust in the government deepened by the recent Gulf Coast oil spill. Things are tough. Well, for analysis, we turn to congressional expert Jody Schneider, who's also a senior editor in the Washington Bureau of the American Banker. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
So this anti-incumbency trend we seem to see, not completely across the board last night, but in enough instances that it might affect Congress down the line, what should we expect?
Yeah, I think incumbents went into last night worried, and there were mixed results. We had the biggest upset for an incumbent was Representative Bob Inglis from South Carolina, a Republican. His six-term House career is literally hanging by a thread. He was forced into a runoff later this month against the county solicitor from Spartanburg County. Inglis led 39% to 27%, which, you know, when you've been in Congress six terms against someone who's a county solicitor is not a good sign. We've already had two House members, Representative Alan Mollahan from West Virginia and Representative Parker Griffith from Alabama, lose their seats in a primary. And, of course, we had earlier, in this cycle, we had Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter of many, many years in the Senate defeated as well. So incumbents are running scared, and there seems to be a real not only anti-incumbency, but as you just pointed out in the survey results, almost anti-experience trend among the voters.
We don't do a lot of political analysis here on Federal News Radio, but I do want to know, Jody, when you win a primary, that doesn't necessarily signal a win for the election. So I'm wondering if you're a Tea Party candidate or if you're a newcomer like the solicitor from Spartanburg County in South Carolina, does this mean you've got the momentum behind you that you're going to need to unseat somebody who has been there for that long?
And I think the results of this poll would seem to be worrisome for the incumbents. The tenor of it is interesting as well. 60% of those polled said they would favor this candidate who has never served in Congress. So this is not only they didn't like, you know, some experience, they don't want any, and that this is particularly evident among Republican and independent voters. So this is really going to be harder, I think, for the Democrats than for incumbent Republicans. They're basically saying, and of course, Democrats also tend to lose, or I'm sorry, the party in control tends to lose seats in the midterm anyways. The voters are seeming to say, we need to see, you know, we need the goods. We're really voting on what you've done the last couple years. You're in control. You should have done something. So I think this could be a very tough year for Democrats, and I think we're starting to see that now. Of course, it will become more evident as we have a few more primaries, and then obviously in the fall general election.
And Jody, it might be not so much that these incumbents haven't done something, but it's what they did do that might be getting voters antsy like this, because we had major health care reform legislation that was contentious, and we have gigantic deficits now that seem to be no end in sight. That's contentious, and now there are bills that even half of Congress isn't too happy with that seem to be forced through, such as climate change because of the oil spill. And then you have the oil spill, which, I mean, to be fair, what can Congress do about the oil spill? They can sanction companies and change the regulations later on, but they can't do anything about it. So it seems like there's almost this free-floating anger over what has been done as much as what has not been done.
I think that's right. And while they may not be able to do a lot about the oil spill directly, they're going to get blamed for it. The party in charge gets blamed. That's just the way it works. And so in a year in which there was an anti-incumbency feeling anyhow, the Democrats are really going to need to step up their game in terms of doing whatever they can to sound like they're in control and trying to do things that are going to impress the voters in terms of even if it's holding hearings on the oil spill or certainly acting like they're in control of the situation, even if they're not. The other thing I think that's interesting to note about this is that this is not just in races, you know, here and there. We're seeing the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, being targeted by the Tea Party and others. Now, interestingly, last night, the Tea Party candidate did She prevailed, so he will be up. He's probably actually celebrating right now. He had been he may have been up against a more centrist candidate. Instead, he's going to be up against former state assemblywoman Sharon Angle, who gets a lot of Tea Party support, and that is probably good for Reid. A lot of the centrists will probably vote for him. But again, you know, the fact that you're having such prominent incumbents, you know, people who are leading one of the chambers up against relative newcomers, and them, the newcomers getting some serious contributions and serious attention, I think really does underscore that anti-incumbency, anti-experience kind of feeling that's out there with the public. And I don't think that's necessarily anything that's going to change with this election. I think this is going to be a theme that we're going to see in the next cycle, the next congressional elections, which, of course, will be a presidential election year as well.
Okay, so let's extrapolate that then to how this is going to affect agencies and the work that they have set before them, too. There are a lot of federal bills that impact agencies and federal workers and managers. A lot of them are pending. How is this going to hit that?
Yeah, and I think that's a really interesting question for that we will be exploring over the next few months, particularly when it comes to the appropriation cycle. Much is going to slow down, as it does in a midterm election year generally, that we probably will not see a lot of these bills coming out of the chambers until after the elections. And because with anti-incumbency feeling, I think there's going to be a lot of concern about looking particularly like you're giving too many earmarks. I think that a lot of people who are up, and of course the whole House is, and about a third of the Senate, are not going to want to look like they're just paving their own way, that they're, you know, feathering their nest, sending dollars to their districts. So they're going to be very cautious about what they do in the appropriations game, and I think that's going to delay the bills and the agencies. Therefore, that's going to delay the agencies knowing what kinds of appropriations they're going to get this cycle, and it's going to make it very tough. It's hard to deal, as we've said on this program many times. It's hard to deal with the uncertainty that not knowing what your budget, what your appropriation is going to be for the coming cycle. That's just going to be tough for the agencies, and I think they're going to face that. They're routinely going to face that this fall. I think many of them will not know what they're getting for the next budget, maybe until, you know, the early part of next year.